You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
I just love that. I don't, you know, Catherine did that because she knows we don't say it enough.
What, the phone numbers?
Yeah. She said it for us.
Say that we're sorry?
Yeah. Well, no. No, not that either. But yeah. All the information, I guess we don't say it quite as much as she'd like.
Apparently not.
So anyway, what's that?
Nothing. Oh, never mind.
All right. And I just wanted to wish a very good morning to Sherry and her gigantic emojis that she sends us.
Yeah, it's a talking coffee cup, apparently.
Yeah. Good morning.
Just saying good morning.
To all of us, Sam included.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Sherry.
It's a cold start, 15 degrees. Going to see a lot of sunshine today, high about 30. Maybe some snow by midweek, but it's going to stay cold after we get through today. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by David J. Frank. They are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years in business. They do all kinds of landscaping and residential and commercial, like residential irrigation, landscape management, lawn care, interior scape, residential tree care, also commercial landscape management, landscape specialty commercial stuff. Let me see here.
Do they do landscaping indoors? But
yes.
Interior scaping, that's a thing?
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go to their website, which is davidjfrank.com, I'm looking at their site right now. They have all these different things that they offer. And they've been in business for 65 years in Southeast Wisconsin, the largest landscape contractor around. Offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Just go to davidjfrank.com.
If you're going to do interior scaping, why don't you just live outside? Problem
what,
solved.
What, is it a treehouse or something? What are you solved. Talking
I mean,
about?
Yeah, sure. If you're going to bring the outdoors in, then like, what's the point of even being indoors?
Sam, you're asking questions that I don't really have the answer
we'll
to.
We'll have to ask Amy this the next time she's in for the horticultural report with David
exactly.
J. Frank.
There's a house on the east side on Division Street, right off Division Street, and they have a gigantic tree fort that they built for their kids, I guess, but man, it is gorgeous. It's
really?
Like a two-layer building up there in the house, in the trees.
So...
Yeah,
on the east
really
side
cool.
on Division, what's that near?
Give
me a landmark.
It's near the nightclub that doesn't have a name posted out in front.
the
Oak Bar or something like that?
I don't know.
The Burr Oak?
Burr Oak.
Oh, the Burr Oak?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in that neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah, it's right down the street from there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Check that
all
out.
All right. Sorry, I brought it up. Why don't we cue up Cut 48? You know, sometimes I find these web wisdoms and I just, they just ring true for me. This is a guy by the name of Rathbone, at Rathbone.
And
he did a phony interview. What an interview with Elon Musk would sound like if he could interview him. And I just thought this is right on point. Let's listen to it.
Yes, I started my own government agency. Oh, cool. What's it called? It's called Doge. Oh, you named it after the crypto meme coin. Yeah, isn't it hilarious? Why'd you do that? Well, coming up with original names is really tough for me. That's why I normally just buy things that are already popular. Oh, I get it. But get this, Doge actually stands for something. Okay, what does it stand for? The Department of Government Efficiency. Oh, okay. I like the sound of that. What's it gonna do? We're gonna get rid of bloated government spending. Oh my god, that's awesome. So you're gonna get rid of the $1 trillion military budget, right? right? Or what about the billions of dollars in subsidies that our government gives these big tech conglomerate companies? Or I know, what about the $4 trillion our government borrows from rich corporations and billionaires and has to pay them back with interest instead of just properly taxing them? I mean, we gave your companies $15 billion in subsidies in the past decade alone. In fact, come to think of it, the government gives you individually more money than any other American. And that's not funny. Hey, maybe Doge should just get rid of you, you know? Deport you back to South Africa. Problem solved. What you're doing is a crime. And I will arrest you. Well, look, I mean, as long as you're not getting rid of the funding for social services that millions of poor and vulnerable people in the United States depend on each year, then I guess we're okay. Wait, that's not what you're doing, right? Right? You don't understand. I've got to save humanity. Elon, you're the richest person on Earth. And your passion project is robbing more money from poor people? We're going to Mars.
That's it.
Going to Mars.
So that's the reason, you know? We got to go to Mars.
I'd like to send him to Mars.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, this is a real tweet now from Elon Musk. I'd like to propose, he's talking about judges, you know, now he's
oh, yes, bashing off the judges, yeah.
I'd like to propose that the worst 1% of appointed judges, as determined by elected bodies, be fired every year. This will weed out the most corrupt and least competent
judges. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that from Elon. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. Joe is on the line. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, it's just so interesting where news goes and how things are buried. I don't know if you guys saw that apparently Trump had been quoted yesterday from the interview that he did on Air Force One, where he was talking about something that is the most stable element of our economic world, way beyond pennies, and that is, he has a quote where he said, "We're in terms of fraud, we're even looking at treasuries. There could be a problem." And then he continues and he says, "It could be that a lot of these things don't count," referring to the treasuries. In other words, that some of the stuff we're finding is very fraudulent, therefore we have less debt than we thought.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
I read that yesterday and I thought, did somebody put a sock in Grandpa? I mean, my God, that's the basis of our system is the full faith and credit of the debt that we have. You know, it says that.
Yeah.
And so Grandpa comes out and says, geez, you can't trust it, people. I mean, how many people own treasuries within pension funds with, you know, individually, other countries such as China? And then we find that there's a whole big surge about the penny and how we're no longer going to have the penny. And I thought, okay, that's the way you bury it. You talk about the penny rather than the fact that he's talking about the entire edifice of our financial system being, quote, fraudulent, and we don't have to pay out. Well, pay out who? The treasury's owned by, you know, Social Security? You know, what are we not going to pay then? Because Musk has decided we just aren't going to pay that bill. Not unlike how Trump has run his entire life, which is, I'm just not paying it. You can go after me. I'm just not paying it. So whether it be Social Security or treasuries owed to other people in other countries. So in any rate, I just thought it was a fascinating spin. And when I read it yesterday about that he had that quote, I thought, how are they going to prevent the markets from reacting to this? That is just amazing. So do we just regard it as nutball musings from our nutball president, or you know, how do we get past this? Anyway, I thought I'd throw that into the mix for Idiocracy, because I know it continues well beyond the half hour that you have.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's 24/7 now.
It's the whole show. Yeah. Thanks, Joe. You're right. Oh, my
God. Thank
gosh.
You for that call,
it's
Joe.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, calling for the an impeachment of judges, you know, just getting rid of them because they disagree with what Trump is doing or what he is doing, Elon is doing.
Yeah.
It's just crazy stuff, right? I mean, he's even taking suggestions. You know, he retweets other people's tweets.
Right.
And he agreed that it's time to impeach judges. I don't know. You know, we really have completely gone dictatorial in this country, right?
Well, he just continues to flood the zone every single day, and the lawsuits are mounting up, and you know, it's just It's chaos.
I know. And I don't know who's giving him or Trump the information. It's got to be Elon who is probably doing a horrible spin on what he is supposedly thinking he's finding in, you know, all of the departments that he is raiding at this point. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, saying that USA aid is probably some kind of crazy con job is just ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So, and the thing is, you know, who's going to stop them?
Well, that's
because
it.
The Congress isn't going to do that. They're allowing Elon to take the blame for doing all their dirty work for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Dick right now. We have Dick on the line. What do you got for us today?
The people. George Conway this morning on Morning Joe flat out said, this guy's not going to quit. He's going to keep coming with this craziness. We heard what Vance said over the weekend.
Yeah.
The executive can do whatever they want. But he said the next logical thing is people need to, direct quote, take to the streets.
Well, you know, I think they're going to, they've already tried to at least make protesting illegal in this country. And you know what happened, of course.
That.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Trump cleared the streets brutally with the military.
Okay.
Remember that? So I think there's going to be a real big problem with that. And I worry about that with my own sons who are very politically active. I don't want to see something like that happen. But, you know, they do want to do something about what's happening in this country.
I know this sounds radical, but what's the possibilities that hierarchy in the military, there's probably more of them that are the milli types that are...
Mm-hmm.
you know where I'm going
with
this.
Yeah.
The military just says, this is it.
Yeah.
Coup is on. Only we're taking over and you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Well,
thanks, Dick.
It's we live in interesting times, as they say, and it's just headline after headline all day and all night. It's tough for any of us to keep up on it. But you can't give up on it.
You can't give up on it at all. You just got to keep working on it and at least bring it to everybody's attention, because a lot of these little things, like doing away with the penny, you know, would have just been, another story that no one ever hears about. It's a big item, though, because this guy is going through everything, every petty little thing that somebody brings him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he brings it up and makes it seem like, you know, it's another executive order. Let's carry that out. You know, Robert Reich did a great post the other day, and it's just fantastic, about what needs to be done. But who's going to enforce it? Who's going to send the police out or some law enforcement body to stop all of this from happening? No one.
Back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Five, six, seven, eight. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's cold out there this morning, John.
It is.
It's 15 degrees. Our high today about 30. Normally we would talk to Brittany Merlot, but she's decided to take the day off because she was at the Frozen Assets Festival. I didn't see her there, but apparently she was there and
got injured. And that's why she's not here this morning.
She didn't get injured.
Isn't it like football hangover day or something like that?
It is officially football hangover day.
I don't think she cares about that. I think she likes taking risks.
You think she got injured trying to go skydiving at the Frozen Assets Fest?
Yes, yes. That's what I'm thinking happened.
Let's not speculate. I'm sure she's fine. We'll find out tomorrow when she returns.
You're so protective of her, Jim.
Well, since she's not here, I'll fill in with the weather. I just gave you the forecast.
Right.
30 for a high today. You know, it's cold this morning. 15. It's going to be cold all week. And maybe some snow on Wednesday. Mm. You know, speaking of the weather, Stephen Colbert had a report on, you know, one of the many things that Trump is trying to get rid of or downsize is the National Weather Service.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Stephen Colbert had to say about that.
not just the FBI and the CIA. It's not just our intelligence. No federal agency is safe from the anti-compassion cyber dorks. At the National Atmospheric Administration, NOAA is the agency in charge of the National Weather Service, and DOGE has gained access to their IT systems where they're searching high and low for DEI. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows the weather is full of DEI, okay? Snowflakes are girls, tornadoes are boys, and sleet is bisexual. Is it rain? Is it snow? It could go both ways. This week, and good for it. I'm not judging you, sleet. This week, DOGE also sent the National Weather Service so-called buyout offers. More buyout offers? Man, when it rains, it pours. I think. There's no way to know anymore. This is a difficult time to start, right? It's not the best time to be kicking more people out of the weather service since they're already suffering their lowest staffing in decades. Mm-hmm. Everyone there is at the end of their rope. That's why in every forecast, the sun is wearing sunglasses because she's been drinking. The weather service, it's a critical function. They're in charge of ensuring Americans have sufficient time to evacuate before a hurricane or tornado. But under the regime of Elon's pubescent net rangers, tornado warnings are going to be a little different. Hey, kids, get in the house. The government just sent me a meme that says, skibbity basement. I don't know what it, okay. Elon and the crypto chipmunks are also getting their hands, for some reason, on our aviation safety, thanks to a decision by Trump's transportation secretary and lumber jackass, Sean Duffy. Yesterday, yeah. Secretary Duffy tweeted, big news, talk to the DOGE team. They are going to plug in to help upgrade our aviation system. I've also got big news. I just bought an Amtrak rail pass.
There you go.
Yeah, baby.
Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it Sean Duffy that does the log rolling? I think it is, isn't it? Man. Okay, let's get to this really quick here.
Okay.
USAID was another department that was investigating Elon. I have a cut on that from Chris Cuomo. Let's check this out here. All right? Cut 58.
But why start with USAID? And I think the answer is about who's looking, and that's Elon Musk. Now, the first reason is it's low fruit. It's easy. And then I got suspicious because this MAGA Pod Bros story that broke, of course, on Twitter, falsely claiming that USAID was funding Politico and other outlets with these huge amounts. They never break things that are correct. And sure enough, it wasn't correct. USAID wasn't feeding them in these huge amounts as suggested. And so then we started doing more reporting. And guess what comes out? Did you know that Elon Musk is one of the entities benefiting from USAID? Thousands of Starlink terminals from Musk's satellite internet company provided to Ukraine. We all know the story, right? Didn't you think he gave them all? Turns out he didn't. But it did give access to Musk's advanced internet system to people who needed it. Problem with that promise is, he said only Ukraine would have access, not Russia. But now there's evidence and allegations that Russians did have access, their military. So what did USAID do? They opened an investigation into Elon Musk this past September. You didn't know that, did you? USAID paid Politico only $40,000 in U.S. subscriptions in 2023, 2024. You want to end them? Fine. The whole entire federal government paid Politico $8 million for subscriptions in 2024. And by the way, a lot of Republicans were on their list of subscribers. But again, you want to get rid of it? Fine. Guess how much Musk got from USAID after saying he was donating the terminals? He didn't donate all of them. USAID had to buy over 1,300 of them at $1,500 a piece. And the weird thing is, the terminals retail for $600. Musk made over $2 million in that deal from USAID. Why didn't he donate all of them? Why wasn't it disclosed that he's being investigated in connection with that? And how can it not have something to do with why he picked them first?
All right.
Wow.
That's it.
Mm.
So There might be a reason why he went after USAID.
Possibly.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
Alrighty. That's I want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Mattresses custom built by real people to your specifications. They'll even let you watch if you're into that kind of thing.
I sure don't want a mattress built by fake people.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out on Madison's East Side or West Side, or go to their great website, verlo.com.
You mentioned that they have adjustable bed frames as well, right?
They do.
Those, you know, I would suggest anybody, if you're going to buy a bed frame, get the adjustable bed frames.
Yeah,
they are heaven.
They got a picture of it right there on the website.
Yeah,
there.
It's really, really great.
Is that what you have?
Yeah. We have two twins together to make a king.
There you go.
And each side, you know, can be adjusted any way you want. My wife can, you know, have it flat out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can adjust mine. It's nice. Just a fantastic idea.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, building pillows under your head. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Just get an adjustable base.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 7:28. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning in mere moments.
Come on, come on, come on.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show. It's the John and Gordy Show.
I mean, if you look up oligarch in the dictionary, his picture should be there.
Americans really need to be worried about this man. I think he's the greatest threat to democracy, not just in this country, but worldwide.
This alliance of big government and big tech and the billionaire class needs to be broken up.
So you have one guy, some naturalized American, who hates the United States and wants to destroy it. He gets to control the country in the way he does because he's rich and the rest of us aren't as rich.
These people have a stranglehold increasingly on our communication in this country. They want to have a stranglehold on our politics, and it's time we put a stop to it.
He is a puppet master, a seeker of power behind the scenes.
Just a few comments about Elon.
Yeah.
Before they found out about him. Yeah, that's a Daily Show putting a little compilation together for everybody to understand what we're looking at here.
92.7 WMDX, back with the John and Gordy Show. John Peterson, Gordy Young, Sam Davison behind the controls, switching the switches and pushing those buttons.
Well, we've got this from Bob out in Cross Plains. He said a day ago, Trump signed an executive order to bring back plastic straws.
Oh, thank God.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, because we don't want paper straws anymore, right? No. Those are too ecologically sound.
We want the plastic islands floating around in the ocean.
Right.
That's what we really like.
Hey, it's real estate. We could build on that.
That's right. Look at
that. Okay.
We had another text from Doug here. I don't think we mentioned tariffs on steel and aluminum is so old school. What about tariffs on online streaming content in the United States?
Yeah.
That helps Civic Media, whose content is 100% made in the USA.
Thank you. That's so nice. Yeah. That's so
nice.
Work
in our favor.
Oh, okay. I do like that.
You can call us. You can text us, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or do it the easy way. Just get the Civic Media app. It's free to download. You can text us or call us right from the app.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to this. There's a lawsuit. Tesla is using child labor to mine precious metals.
Really?
Yeah. According to the SEC, Tesla relies on child labor to mine precious metals such as cobalt. Nice. I'm sure they know how to handle that stuff.
Child labor.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. Well, we used to handle mercury in our elementary school classes when we were kids.
You always bring that up.
I know. I'm still kind of freaked out over that.
I remember that, too.
I'm traumatized by
it. Yeah. It was kind of fun to play with.
I've played into with a mercury ball. Once or twice. It is kind of fun. Just roll it around in your hands.
It is, and you can squash it, and it becomes millions of little balls of yes. mercury.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we turned out okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no brain damage here. Tesla is being sued for failing to address documented labor by children in its supply chain. The lawsuit claims that Tesla sources cobalt from mines in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Huh. Tesla is one of five companies facing a federal class action lawsuit with allegations of knowingly benefiting from and abetting the cruel and brutal use of young children in these mines. 14 plaintiffs are children who were seriously injured while mining for cobalt or are the family members of children killed during tunnel collapses. Nothing wrong there.
No. It seems perfectly safe.
Wow. All right, here's a cut that I hadn't had a chance to get to. It's Trump on the D.C. airplane crash. Okay, I mean, this is something that's very important because this is the guy who's running our country. And as we have seen, shutting everything down just so they can investigate corruption. And, you know, all they had to do was investigate corruption. They didn't have to shut down departments to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, let's listen to Cut 40 and hear what Trump said.
Who would think that you're in space and two things collide? The odds of that happening are so small, even without proper control. We should have had the proper control. We should have had better equipment. We don't. We have obsolete equipment. They were understaffed for whatever reason. I guess the helicopter was high. And we'll find out exactly what happened. But the odds, even if you had nothing, if you had nobody, the odds of that happening are extremely small. It's like, did you ever see, you go to a driving range in golf and you're hitting balls, hundreds of balls, thousands of hours. I never see a ball hit another ball. Ball's going up all over the place. You never see him hit.
Wow.
It was amazing that that could happen. Yeah. There was a lot of mistakes made. Yeah. Yeah. And it should have never happened, but...
it's under your watch.
Regardless of that, it's amazing that it happened.
You're president.
And I think that's going to be used for good. I think what is going to happen is we're all going to sit down and do a great computerized system for our control towers.
Yep. Yeah, that's what is going to happen. I wonder if Sean Duffy was anywhere near there. You know, he should be there. I think we've had, what, four plane crashes now?
Yeah, three or four.
Well, that's a little wild.
That
It's not like
after having none.
It's not like things never run into each other. Plane crashes, mutual plane crashes have happened before. Boat crashes and sinkings have happened before when they run into each other. And also, it was next to an airport, next to a runway. That's like the most likely place for this to have happened.
Yeah. And next to one of the busiest airports.
Exactly.
And the busiest runway. Yeah.
It's like golf balls, you know. You don't see him collide too many times.
Of course he compared it to golf. It's the only thing that's the only skill he has, and he cheats at that.
He has he's taken off almost half the time that he's been president so far at Mar-a-Lago, right?
I think so.
I believe so.
He shows up to sign a few orders and then goes back, play another round of golf.
You know, the crazy guy from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy.
Oh, boy.
You know, he's out there constantly saying stupid things, and this is one of the ultimate stupid things that he did say. You know, we're always thinking, you know, who's going to come and rescue us from Elon's shutdowns? Yeah. And so let's listen to his response to that. It's cut 41. And I think you'll know where John Kennedy stands on this.
To my friends who are upset, I would say with respect, you know, call somebody who cares. Yeah, they better get used to this. It's USAID today. It's going to be Department of Education tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Foghorn Leghorn. You know,
I say, son.
He's just.
Oh, boy.
You know. What is happening?
I don't know. He likes to go in front of the cameras.
He
now.
Does. He just loves that stuff. He's getting a lot of attention for saying stuff like
just
that.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, he's a senator.
Oh, sure.
And the House, they're not doing anything. They're just letting this happen. They are the ones in control of this.
Yeah.
They're that branch of government that has designated these departments as official departments to the government.
Well, they know they can't control Trump. And so they're just, and
yes, they can. Know,
they could if they wanted to.
Yes.
But they just.
What they don't want to do is being seen voting to dissolve these departments.
Right.
They're letting Elon do it.
Yes.
They're even taking the lettering off of some of these buildings. And,
yeah.
And, you know, these are pending court cases now, pending challenges. You don't take the names off the building. USAID is. The building's name has come off already.
Right.
This is outrageous. Now I saw somebody putting up stickers saying that Trump did this. You know, they're going to the egg departments in the grocery stores, and they're putting stickers on now with Trump pointing to this. Trump did this.
Ah.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. Like all the Biden stickers you see on gas pumps?
That used to, yes. Yeah. Now, let's play cut 59. Okay, this is J.D. This is.
What is it? Who is it?
J.D. Vance, our vice president.
About eggs, huh?
Mm-hmm. Eggs, when Kamala Harris took office, were short of $1.50 a dozen. Now a dozen eggs will cost you around $4 thanks to Kamala Harris's inflationary policies.
Oh.
Pennsylvania actually has seen some of the worst grocery price increases of the entire nation. And again, it's because she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Explosion Act.
Yeah.
I think we want Pennsylvanians to be able to afford groceries. We want our young families to be able to buy food at a reasonable price at the grocery store. Mm. And the only way to do that is to get back to common sense economic policies and fire Kamala Harris. This is a person who's presided over $1,000 increase in monthly expenses just to afford the same life you could have afforded 3.5 years ago. It costs you over $1,000 a month here in Pennsylvania. We can do so much better. We certainly will. And as the father of a couple of kids who eat a whole lot, we certainly need to do better for the next generation. God bless you guys.
So there you go. He's complaining about $4 eggs. It's now twice that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think this is before the bird flu. And he was complaining that Kamala had raised the price up to $4 a dozen, but now it's $8, and he still hasn't done anything. We still have the bird flu, and all of these things are happening before our very eyes, if you can believe any of this. It's all insane. It's just all insane.
It is.
Yeah.
And it gets amplified every day, single day. Yeah. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource. Check out their website. They are the largest contractor in Wisconsin, the landscape contractor in Wisconsin. They have talent, experience, passion, and wherewithal to perform virtually any landscaping project, big or small, with a high degree of professionalism. They've been in business for 65 years. Offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Just go to davidjfrank.com.
We were talking about what I don't even remember the word interiorscaping before. Is that right?
Interiorscape.
Yeah. Do you think their offices are like filled with plants and trees
and
imagine,
stuff? I would imagine. Yes, they have interior
probably
have
great
scaping.
Air quality there.
I imagine it's excellent. And they also use the word wherewithal, which I give them points.
All right.
You know, you don't see that a lot in websites.
Yes.
Wherewithal.
Wherewithal is really a great word to bring back.
You couldn't care less, could you, John?
No, I really couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we'd get into a little science. Do we have our science introduction, our electronics, our media world?
Yeah, we're digging it out. No? No, Sam's giving up.
You know what? Okay. Let's do that tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. Let's see. We don't have time for that story.
There's been another sighting of our John and Gordy flyers. People are seeing this.
Yes. We're asking for pictures,
all over the city. So if you see one, take a picture of it and send it in to us. Text us. You can text us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or do it the easy way with the Civic Media app. It's free.
And you would think, you know, somewhere along the way, you know, you would realize it's live radio, and it is live radio. It's
says it right on the flyer.
It says it right on the flyer.
Well, so much radio isn't live anymore.
Well, that's true.
It isn't?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't listen to the radio, John.
I thought it was pretty much live. Do you think, you know,
are you talking Civic Media, it is.
Civic Media is live.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Are you talking about voice tracking? Shows. Is that what you're insinuating?
There are a lot of radio stations out there that are completely automated, and yeah, that's the way it is. Okay.
Well,
should we move on?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, ask any questions about radio, but I really think that having a live local radio show like ours in this market, able to talk about politics and bring up subject matter that no one else is bringing up in this country, except for maybe Stephanie, Stephanie Miller, which follows us. You know, at least we're giving everybody a chance to speak out and maybe even, you know, calm the nerves of many of you out there who are panicking just like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go home, I curl up in the corner. And I hide away for a few hours just to kind of decompress. Then I open up X again and Blue
Sky.
Well,
all of our talk show hosts on WMDX, you know, it allows the people to get their voices heard. You know, whether you're listening to us or Stephanie or Todd or Jane Matinere.
And we do the heavy drinking for you. So
<That's right>. Yes.
It's the only way to escape this.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Drink heavily.
How is this happening? You know, my brothers, I told this story, you know, they said, you know, just wait and see. You know, he talks big. Let's wait and see. I've not talked to them about any of this stuff. And
well,
by the way,
check in with
big news. Remember, I used to say I was still friends of my mega friend in Milwaukee?
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah, I've disconnected.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Well,
screw the past, man.
Oh,
anybody
boy.
That is an appeaser to this dictator is not a friend of mine. I am not going to participate in any of that.
We have leftovers coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
She ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know if you're going to enjoy it. 92.7 WMDX. Got a leftover here. Doge made a move on its next target, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Oh,
this was huge. This is an Elizabeth Warren project.
Right. She put that in place. She
that's right.
Got that going. Yeah.
It's an independent agency of the government responsible for consumer protection in the financial sector. It's funded by the Federal Reserve, not Congress. That's why it's independent.
Right.
And now Elon's February 4th post on X said he has declared, we're going to delete the CFPB. That's the acronym. Later that same day, he doubled down posting CFPB, rest in peace.
So if it's an independent agency funded by the Fed, how can he have anything to say about
it? That's a good question, right.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing. This is the trick now. Russell Vaught is now in control of it. He's the author, one of the authors of Project 2025. And he's now, this is how they're going to defund it. See, they couldn't do that because Congress is not the funder.
Right.
But this is how they're doing it.
Yeah.
He's now refusing to accept funding from the Fed. Essentially strangling the agency by not having any money. That means capped overdraft fees that have been in place will be removed. Now they can raise the fees to any amount they want. And medical bankruptcies are going to go back on credit reports where they were taken off before. How is this saving people any money?
It's not.
Isn't that what they were going to do? They promised everybody in this country, we're going to save you money. We're going to make sure that you can afford everything, and we're going to make this society so much better for you. We're going to streamline government. I remember that Republicans for many, many decades have said the government should only be like three departments. Yeah. They shouldn't have taken on all these responsibilities. The Constitution doesn't say anything about that, of course, but they have interpreted as saying the government, federal government, doesn't have all these powers. It should be delegated to the states. And of course, then the Constitution also says, and to the people. And I guess the people have decided and put all these departments into place, okay?
Well, and that one in particular is protecting consumers.
Yes, consumer protection.
This is consumer protection.
If they can take, look, they took DEI, the acronym for three very, very important words. They made that a villain. Now they've taken the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and made that a villain, saying it's bad for you. You know, all these prices. You should be able to pay higher prices to your banks. What the hell, right?
Yeah. Sam, do you have something to say?
Well, people are probably thinking if they want to pay higher prices, if they want to get scammed by people, then by all means, they should be allowed to. Think of all the meme coins that people dump their savings into and then they tank in value and just lose everything.
Yeah.
Apparently they want...
That's what they did.
They want to be able to do that as much as they well please.
Yep. Yeah.
Bunch of crooks.
They are
running
crooks.
The show here.
According to an internal email, the Doge agents were given full access to the agency as if they were official employees or, official... people that can access all the account emails. They came in like they already owned the place. Now, it's really kind of frightening to see something like this, a department that is there to protect us, and now it's gone. It's history. It's out of there. History. Yeah. I want to also bring up this, because everybody's thinking about leaving the country now. You said something about that, right?
Yeah.
Sam, this is Cut 15. I just want to let everybody know this is another web wisdom, but it's something very important. Let's check this out about passports.
All right. I'm not trying to freak anybody out because that's exactly what they want us to be doing right now. But I do need this message to get out to as many people as possible. If you do not have your passport and driver's license updated to the point where they're not going to expire in the next 5 years, please go do so as soon as you can. EO14186, as it stands currently, is set to be announced on Monday, and it is titled the Iron Dome for America. Now, I know it's about national defense, but it is extremely intense, and it has me wondering what we're planning on defending ourselves this heavily against. Now, I don't want you to freak out about it now, because it, one, has a 60-day window in there in which they're going to figure out how to implement everything, and also we don't even know if it's going to be contested and stopped. But we've all seen what they've accomplished in the last 10 days, and it takes about 6 weeks to get one of these to you. I had to renew mine over winter break because mine expired this month, and I literally just received it. And there's already stories going around of it being more difficult to obtain one of these. And I understand they are expensive, but if you can, please do so, because you'd rather not need it and have it than need it and not have it.
There you go.
Okay. Get your passports and driver's license ready.
Yeah. You can expedite it, too. It costs a little bit more as well. So I think it's over $200 per passport.
I think this is the clip that you were looking for just a bit ago.
I suppose you'll have to skip the country now. A fugitive, eh? You'll be hunted down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll all be hunted down.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's East Side or West Side. Go to their website, verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee. Tomorrow on our show, Elisa Toninato from Pour Your Heart Out, Iron Casting. What are we going to find out about Iron Casting tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a Valentine's Day event. Apparently they run it every year. They're gonna bring in an iron forge and cast hearts out of iron over
right
at
here?
Garver. Not right here in the studio, but over at Garver Feed.
Oh, tell them to bring it in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay. I saw how it was done. It's just an amazing thing.
For us, Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again in 22 hours. So long.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.